right, let's go ahead and get started on the webinar, and hopefully some more people will chime in. And we've got a pretty good one today. Again, real quick, I'm Aaron Spaulding with Document Imaging Solutions, and I have Randy Van Ittersom on the line from Document Imaging Solutions. He's at the corporate office. And we've got some resellers on the line also from several other organizations. But today what we're going to talk about is generating cost justification answers or cost justification analysis for prospects. Because typically when you're talking to prospects, they want to understand, what's the payoff of something that I invest in? If I invest in document imaging, what kind of payoff or benefit am I going to get from that? What's the cost benefit? Or how do we cost justify, this investment in the system? So I've got some written questions here that I, again, get questions from resellers all the time that are in regards to cost justification of document imaging. I'm going to pose those to Randy, let him answer those, and then answer any questions that you all may have on each of these questions. Then we'll kind of have a little free-for-all at the end. Hopefully we'll have a little more time on this call to do some more Q&A at the end. So I'm going to jump right in right now. So Randy, one of the questions that I get all the time is a prospect wants to know if this is a financially wise decision to invest in document imaging or in a document imaging system. So how would a reseller or a salesperson address this question when it's posed to them by the prospect?
Okay, Aaron. Obviously a good question. And at some point in the sales process, you need to be prepared to justify the investment. There's going to be some prospects that need as little as you giving them the price, and they determine whether they can afford it or not. And for others, it's going to entail a more comprehensive analysis, such as valuation of payback periods, internal rate of return, and the present value of the return on your investment. But let me go through the three most important financial calculations that anybody's going to have to provide. The first one we look at is, what is the payback period of time? In this calculation, you're going to determine how quickly it takes to pay off the price of the system with the savings generated from the investment. For example, let's say a system costs $10,000 and you have $5,000 a month that the system is saving the customer, then your payback period is 2 months. I do want to mention here that one of the advantages of our new monthly lease program is the fact that the payback period is so quickly that in most cases it's less than a month, and that's just absolutely phenomenal that they can start getting a return on their investment that quick. The second thing we want to look at, and this is a very common tool that CFOs will want to know, and that is, what's the internal rate of return? In this calculation, what you're actually doing is calculating what you would have to get on a investment, whether it's here or someplace else, to equal the return that you would receive by installing the document imaging system. And this calculation recognizes the fact that the benefits occur over a period of time. And for software, it's normally common to use a 60-month period, even though, we know people will, continue to use it for 10 years, 15 years or longer. But typically they look at software and say, 5 years, 60 months, and what's the internal rate of return? So again, if we go back to our example and say that you save $10,000 every year for 5 years on an investment of $10,000, okay, what would that return be? So you have a total of $50,000 worth of savings on a $10,000 investment taking place over time. The internal rate of return is 99%, meaning that you'd have to get a 99% return on your money to do as well in investing in something else as you would in the document imaging system. And so that tells them, when they're looking, do I put my money in the bank in a savings account and get 3%, or do I invest it in a document imaging system? It gives the CFO something to gauge that return by. The last calculation that is typical that a customer is going to look for is what's the net present value of your savings on the investment. And what you're doing here is you're taking a calculation over a series your savings over a period of time, and based on factors such as inflation, you're going to calculate what a lump sum would be worth today at that inflation rate to draw all those future investments or savings back to one figure today. For an example, let's say that, we have an investment of $10,000 that saves you $10,000 a year for 5 years. If you were to look at a 3% inflation rate, that has a net present value of $38,835. So what that's saying is what you're going to get back in today's dollars is equivalent to $38,000 for a $10,000 investment. Another way to look at that number, and I tend to like to show this, you'll not find very many people actually illustrating this number, and I don't know why, because it's very powerful in the presentation, and that is for you to determine for every dollar they pay, what do they get back? And it's an easy calculation. You just take your investment of $10,000, you divide it into your net present value. In this case, it was $38,835. So what we're saying in this particular illustration is for every dollar you invest, you're going to get back $3.88. And that's a pretty powerful figure when you start looking at where else they're going to put their money that's going to give them that type of return. You're going to find it's very hard for people to match the return that they're going to get in a document imaging system. So, again, to just kind of summarize, you need to be prepared to talk about these type of issues because these are issues that are on your customer's mind. And if you can justify the cost and show them that there's a very good return on the dollars that they're investing, it overcomes a huge hurdle that they're facing in. Yeah, especially the CFO is facing in justifying his decision. So,
okay. Well, that was a little bit of a long answer. Let me kind of just do a quick review on that answer. So, basically we want to show a cost justification to like a CFO or the financial person at the prospect's office. So really you were talking about three primary things that you want to get across to that financial person. It's a language that they speak. And actually you kind of mentioned a fourth one. So the first one, let me get this straight. The first one is payback period of time. How long will it take to pay off or pay to get my payback on the investment? Then the second one, I wrote it down here as the internal rate of return, is the IRR, and that's a number that CFOs and financial people like to hear. What's the internal rate of return? And then the third one was the net present value, basically what I'm saving, what would that be worth in today's dollars? And then the last one you threw in is, take the net present value, divide it by the original investment, and we'll get basically a figure that says for each dollar you invest in this system, you'll get this amount back.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll need to put all that out on the website because that was a lot of numbers and information. All right. Did anybody have a quick question on that?
I do. This is Barb.
Okay. Go ahead.
The formulas for the internal rate of return and the net present value of investment, if I could just get those formulas for you to know how to calculate that.
Okay, we will put that out on the website rather than go over here so that you can pick it up. And one of the things that we actually do, Barb, is we have put together in a copywritten piece of material this calculation for you. So you just need to plug in some numbers and it automatically cranks out the answers. And we're going to provide that as an Excel spreadsheet. We're going to provide that to everybody so that, You can just plug in some numbers and it's going to turn out these figures that we talked about.
And actually, that's one of the questions I had written down here from a reseller. you know, how do they, you know, calculate that? So we'll kind of dwell on that question when I get to it. But that's a good question, Barb. That's the one I always get.